personally don't want to rush into this, and I don't know if this is something that we could table. I mean, we've been presented a lot of information this morning. There's a lot for us to digest. And I don't know if that's something the commission is willing to do or talk about or just go to and vote up or down. How do you guys want to proceed?
I don't want to, I agree. I don't want to kick the can at the same time. Because, I mean, you guys want to get
continued. We've gone through two rounds of planning and zoning.
Right.
You
know, no, I understand.
Them scrutinizing every aspect of this.
Right. That's why I kind of think in my mind, we'd either approve or deny. If we knew which direction we were headed, I think we could make a better decision.
Right.
Now, I guess, regardless, from what it sounds like with you two and with you, even if we vote to approve, you don't just get carte blanche, okay, go. There's still a process. No.
We've got to go to Cody and see, can we get the permit for this piece, and then this piece, and then this piece.
Well, I think there's even...
And I don't feel comfortable making that decision. That's going to be a collective from my planning department to really dial in and make sure everything is in place according to what these guys think.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have the feeling that that's not being met, I'm going to come back to them and ask them to look at it again.
Okay. Is there anything that is like hanging anybody up? Because we're trying to communicate everything we can about every piece of this.
It's so large, there's so many moving pieces, it's hard to grasp it in one short meeting and understand it.
Can I propose this? The building, worst case scenario, I'd love to have, let's say that this Sabbath day we do a reading, right? I'd love to be able to have that building built and open so that we can have meals and readings. We do Passovers and Sukkot and some of those things, and we're waiting for that building to be built so we can do those events. And those are small. I mean, right now, we're starting out. We're planting something. We don't have a huge congregation. It'll be just a couple of people to start. But that building would help us go ahead and start that one phase of our lives. Is there any issue with the building?
It would be for me, based on if it meets the overall plan. If they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. But that's the process.
Yep.
The plan is so large and so complicated and so many moving parts, it's hard to just pick one thing and say, well, it works for that, but it might not work for this part.
Is there any parts of the building part of the plan that the building wouldn't work for? I mean, is there any stickiness to not allowing the building to be built?
I think you could build a building there. But do you use it for the purpose you're wanting to use it for? Probably not. Because then that would go back to him, you know, through him, us, whatever, allowing that usage to be done.
Absolutely. That's why I'm asking, is there any usage issues of that building that would be a problem?
I think it goes back to what his concerns are, what Cody's concerns are. I was the last, and this may not even be important or relevant, I think the last PUD that was done was Port Royal. Is that, do you know, is that correct?
It's my history, there's never been one done.
Was Port Royal in the city limits whenever that was done?
I think it was.
So I was thinking it was still in the county at that time.
Yeah, I didn't
this
realize
this is the
there
first
was one.
Another reason I think we need to hit the brakes, truly understand what we're doing here, so we don't make a decision and say we shouldn't have done it that way.
When we pulled in Bill Young for his expertise on that, because he did like Branson Landing, Branson Hills. I mean, if it's a PD in the area in Branson, he's done it.
So he was under the, and I don't want to speak for him, but I thought he was under the impression when if this gets approved, then there'll be a final set of plans on what actually happened submitted. That this would be this would be, if it gets approved, it gets pushed forward.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah. The final one will have to be reviewed. This is an overall. The final one will be brought in, made sure every little thing, and it's not just a broad umbrella sweep of, yeah, it's all good.
I thought it was 6 months after the actual building took place. There's 6 months after that, it says in the PUD, that when construction commences, then after that 6 months, after construction is either done or close to being done, there's a final one that's saying, hey, here's what we did. That's what I believe I read in the PUD.
I don't know. Putting the cart before the horse a little bit, getting a plan after the build.
Yeah, well,
I mean, no offense. I mean,
no problem.
It just seems
that was written in the PUD, something like that. Maybe we could revisit that PUD because Bill Young probably has more experience than all of us in writing those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many pages to go through right now. So,
okay. I think again, do you guys have? Where are we at?
I am at a point I want to understand the PUD better.
Okay.
I want to make sure that we keep moving forward. I don't want to go idle. I know he has target dates that he wants to try to hit if it's approved, but also we have an obligation to do our due diligence and make sure we're doing the right thing and making the correct decisions based on facts. I'm not a no at the moment, but I'm not a yes either.
So we're not a no, we want more time.
Okay.
I mean, that is where I'm at. I want to understand this 100% before I go forward.
And so then, go ahead.
Would it be possible to, you know, maybe meet individually with you guys before the next commission meeting to go over the plan, go out to the site, show you everything that's going on, and then instead of having to go back in front of Planning Commission, which already approved it, coming straight back to the commission?
Yeah, I don't think we're proposing, hey, okay, start over.
Okay. No.
And I don't think we're proposing that at all. I think what I'm hearing is, hey, let's wrap our minds around a little bit. I want to read the PUD, see how it works.
Lots to take in one meeting. I mean, after all the meetings that we've had this morning.
And, you know, there's not a huge crowd here against it. So we're not having to – the concern of making sure that all those people are able to come back to another – those aren't there, I guess, is my point.
No, this would be something if it went the way I would want it, it would be just give us a little time to sit down with Cody, look through this, read through it, make sure that we are seeing it at a little closer view than a 20,000-foot view.
I think he said 50,000.
Well, I don't like 50,000 because I can't even see from there. And I'm scared of heights.
I don't think we're suggesting, hey.
No, not a start over. Just a little time to process it.
A week, 2 weeks?
I think a week, but I mean, that puts us up to, it would not be a matter of waiting till the next plan zoning. It would be a matter of our next commission, which would be the 28th.
I'm good with the 28th.
Are you good with that, Commissioner Keys? Or any input from you? I mean, I 100% want to make sure that
if you guys think we can learn enough in a week. I mean, there's 80 pages here.
I know, and that's why I don't want to make a decision this morning in an hour meeting on 80 pages.
I mean, a lot of it's legal. So,
that's I don't another know that part. All this will have to be reviewed by legal. I didn't, and I'm sorry if you guys didn't understand that process. There is a lot. It will have to be thought through
a
in
short.
A practical sense, and then it's going to have to be checked in a legal sense. Yeah. And we're going to have to make sure all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted, right?
Is there any way possible that you guys could let us start, just continue with the building? I've been trying to employ people to get this done, and it's I know it's been a long and proper process, but just getting that building where we can continue to build it would be a blessing. It
sure would. I understand that you continue asking the same question.
Yeah.
We've not responded because, honestly, I don't know.
I understand.
And one of the questions that I want to ask our counsel, which is Mr. Elliott, is that very thing.
Okay.
And what does that... That's why I want some time.
I understand.
Is that fair?
Totally fair.
So I don't
I'm trying to ask you different ways. You're absolutely right.
Well, I know. I've got 4 kids.
We're all used to that.
Yeah.
But, Dad, come on.
Yeah. What if I ask it? No, answers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't speak for these two.
Yeah.
I think I did earlier, and they yelled at me for it.
We just told you it was a wee not.
I meant that. I hope you don't.
I know.
I don't know. I would hate to say yes and then find out, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because if the plan doesn't get approved, then
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, you got a building you can't do anything with.
And that's why I said, I mean, you can build it and call it a barn like you did the other one. But
is there anything that you guys off the top of your mind before, from what you've heard, is that would be hang-ups or anything that you want us to dive into a little bit more?
I think we have some. I have some questions that I want to talk to council about. Maybe I'd reach out to Todd.
Sure.
Reach out to Cody and maybe get some better clarification on a couple of things. There's still some concerns in the community that I understand you are presenting one thing as far as no issues with the neighboring area. I've heard other things. I just want to verify.
Yeah, I didn't say any. It was a great response compared to the first time.
Right.
And everything that I've heard, I thought, has been overcome.
And it may have. I just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Want to talk to, fire district to have some,
sure.
The concerns off of Jefferson. That's a shared concern. There may be things in place for those very issues as far as traffic that you guys were concerned about right there at Jefferson.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I just have some questions I'd like to verify.
So instead of tabling till a later date, do we just take no action at this time, or do we need to table to a definite?
Do you think? I think I can get anything that I want answered within a week. Okay. Do you guys?
It's a matter of review, Cody. Do you think we can get the overall review through legal in a week?
Well, no, that's not going to happen.
No.
I'm just talking about
just for us.
The overall general hate.
It would be, once again, it's still broad because we got to dial in all the details to be legal with what you guys physically vision this and see.
But a question could be through legal this week, hey, can we move? If we vote to approve it at that high level, whether it be 1,000 foot or 50,000 foot, is he okay to move forward with the building? And then that'll at least give you some answers on, hey, how we can start moving forward. Mm-hmm. And there may be some liability and risk on your end. I don't know.
Sure.
No, I think you need legal to sign off on it. Because they might find that one little aspect that's like, hey, you give them permission, but it crosses that line, and now you're here.
Okay. I don't want to table definitely then for next week, just in the event we don't get that. I do want to leave it open to where we can get you right back in here once everybody's questions and concerns have been addressed. Are you guys good with just no action this morning? And then that leaves it open to where we can get you right back in here. We can get it on our following logs. We got 24 hours. We can get it back on the agenda, get you guys notified for us to hear it again. So
okay. I think that's fair.
That way it's kind of fast tracks you back in front of us just as quick as everybody gets the information they desire. Okay.
Yeah, and as Brandon said, if you guys have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly.
Will you answer your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
sometimes selectively, but
I appreciate you not wearing a hat, so thank you.
Hey, no problem. Just for you, Brandon. Yeah,
kindly. Well, at this time, then, we'll just take no action on the order number 04-21-2026-03 for Restora LLC, and then we'll be in touch through Cody, to Todd, and to you, Justin, as well. So,
thank you guys.
Have a good day.
Yep. So we'll close the public hearing since we took no action, and then we'll just move on with our regular agenda this morning. We do have a few orders of business that we need to take care of. I know, I thought we were done, huh? We might have two more pages to do. Yeah, we may have to. And I may have to. I'm supposed to be in Purdy by 4. But yeah, that may not happen. All right. So we've got just a quick amount of time here because we are agendized for another meeting, actually 15 minutes away. So you guys want to try to move through this, or how do you want to go?
Let's go.
You're good?
Okay.
All right. Let's do notice of renewal for animal disposal services, file number 26-041, animal control. This morning we have Ms. Sherry Simpson.
I'm going to be not rude, but rude.
Yep.
This is a renewal.